How about that? Yeah, yeah, let's go. This is not the screen I want. And look at this bitch right here. She hot as hell. No, we're right here. Welcome to Only Naz. I haven't done this in forever ago because I was just like done with it, I guess. And I wanted to start a new podcast with my boy, El Pidio. But we haven't got that off the ground yet. And probably never will. And for those that didn't look at me, I just took a swig. So, The Last of Us. I finally started watching The Last of Us. I love it. It's really, really good. The reason I didn't jump on it real quick was because I already played the game. So it's not like nothing was going to be spoiled for me. I played it. I know the story. So, of course, I was excited to watch it. And then I just let it, you know, stock up. I got really into it, of course. It's really good. I want to keep watching, but I would take a break. It's good. It's faithful, and it really defines or really enhances the fact of why the game is good. It's not because you're dealing with the zombies and all that stuff. It's the story. The story is what makes the game really, really good. All right. It's one of those games that the story matters. I can go and play like Streets of Rage, and the story is simple. Mr. X, Syndicate, your ex, ex-cops and whatnot, and you're just beating your way through to take down Mr. X and the Syndicate. Simple story, really fun game. So that one's where, you know, I guess the game matters and the story doesn't. Don't listen to me. But The Last of Us is really good. Pedro Pascal, I like that, you know, you took a character that was predominantly Caucasian in the game and you made him into a Latino. It's very evident that he's Latino because, first of all, he looks Latino. Daughter looks mixed Latina. And the brother is, of course, another Latino character. But it's not in your face like, oh, we're Latinos, you know. It's just there, you know. You see it. Because it doesn't need to be in your face. It's like why I love Robert Rodriguez movies. You know, his Spy Kids were a Latino family. And he made them a Latino family, but he didn't throw it in your... I mean, he didn't like... I remember the studio was like, oh... I think he said the studio didn't want it to be an all-Latino family. And, you know, he was like, no, it could be, but it's not like I'm, like, shoving it in your face that it's like we're Latinos. It's just they're a family. They're an American family. American family consists of every nationality, you know? We don't got to rub it in your face about it. It's not like... Only reason I rub my nationality in people's faces is because they don't see me as that nationality. They don't know I'm Puerto Rican, so I have to fucking be loud and proud about it, you know? And not like to the extent of really hardcore Puerto Ricans where they're like, the flag is tatted on them like crazy and they're wearing it like crazy and they're all day, all night, Boricua, you know? I just am very proud of my nationality and my people, so... I let people know that if not, they think I'm either Middle Eastern or Mexican, and I'm not. I'm Puerto Rican. Fuck you. Tommy is a great actor. That guy I follow, and I forgot his name already. Shit. Something dark side. Okay, let's see. Tommy from Last of Us. Excuse me. He is played by... shit. What the fuck's his name? You see, came right with Tommy. Tommy is played by... the fuck? Gabriel Luna. See, I just knew the Luna part, but I just had De Luna in my mind. It's Gabriel Luna. And Gabriel Luna, to me, I was introduced to that actor in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He played... Ghost Rider. He played that Ghost Rider, which I don't remember which the Ghost Rider was. Fuck, man. Ghost Rider. the fuck's that Ghost Rider name, man? God damn it, guys. Help me out here. Ghost Rider. Latino. Robbie Reyes. All right, there you go. Jesus Christ. So he played the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it was like chef's kiss. So that's how I got introduced to him. And then, of course, you see him as the evil Terminator in Terminator Dark Fate. So, yeah, the cast for the show so far has been great. I only watched 2 episodes of The Last of Us. So I got a lot to watch and keep up. And it's cool because, you know, I can binge like 2 episodes at a time or something like that. I did watch The Mandalorian, the new season, the first episode of the new season. And it was cool. But it felt quick. So I think I'm also going to wait on that. Because nothing has really been spoiled for me except, like, I mean, nothing amazing happened the first episode. So that's the only reason why I catch it weekly, because I fear of it being spoiled, and I don't want it to be spoiled. So we'll see. Even though the last time, the whole spoiler alert, and if you haven't watched it, it's fucking late as hell now, so who cares. But, you know, when Luke Skywalker was fucking revealed, I didn't catch it. I mean, it was spoiled for me already before I got to watch it, so... You know, I wish I saw it as it happened. Did I ever watch the book? I watch everything. Star Wars, everything. I don't miss out on Star Wars. So, yes, I watched Book of Boba. I watched Andor. I watched Kenobi. The only thing I haven't watched of Star Wars is the animated show Star Wars Resistance. I haven't watched The Bad Bunch. Not The Bad Bunch. The Bad Batch yet. I haven't watched that. Barely last year, I think I finished Rebels, and I think that's everything. But yes, I watched Book of Boba. I watch all that. I'm a geek. I'm a real one, and because I'm such a geek and a real one, that is why Funko should give me all the $30 million worth of its products. Because apparently they're sending $30 million worth of its products to a landfill. They're so overstocked of merchandise that they're just going to send it to some landfill. It's pretty fucked up. I think they should give it to like charity or me. I'll take all your Funko fucking shit and then I'll sell that shit. I'm wearing this. You see it. Fuck. Hold on. This thing here. Because my wrist is hurting a lot. But I'm going to take this off because I think it makes it a little bit worse. Right now, I couldn't sleep. For some reason, my wrist was in so much pain. I couldn't turn it. I'm like this, right? Damn, that hurted. And if I try to go like this, it was almost impossible for me to do it. I couldn't turn it. And when I did turn it, it hurt. Like, it was resist. Like, I couldn't. Like, my muscle wouldn't let it. And I was forcing it. Now, I can do it. But there's a lot of pain here. And I can't really do much. Like, this I could do now. But, see, something happened right there. And it hurt it. I don't know what caused it. First of all, there was pain in my left tricep area because I fell on it. And then I started coming with this theory. It's like, that's where I got my fucking COVID shot and booster shots. So maybe I triggered something and now I'm fucked for life. And then my wrist started hurting this week. And I think it's because of the pallets I was pushing at work. But it's like, I've done this for years. Why would it hurt? And it's nothing, like, I didn't feel pressure when I did it. So in conclusion, I'm older and my body is just fucking up for no reason. Well, it's not even a reason, it's just because I'm getting old. So one day I'm just gonna turn to dust and just fucking evaporate into the wind, you know, fucking the snap and me gone. Every year is something new with the body. See, that hurt it. With a body that just hurts and hurts and hurts. So get ready for that, guys. It's gonna happen. That's why I see people like Tom Cruise was like in his 60s and fucking jumping off a canyon or whatever and shit on a motorcycle to skydive. He's doing crazy shit for his movies. He's old as shit. I'm 38. And I can't do anything. I'm in so much pain. I should be on pills. I should just be drugged and fucking drooling and shit and just knocked out in bed. I couldn't sleep. I mean, I slept, but then I woke up like at 4 a.m. and was just in excruciating pain. And you forget because your body is so used to just doing anything, so you forget that you're what's the word I'm looking for? You forget that you can't do much now because it hurts. You know, like one time, and this I was young. I woke up. It was like in 1999. I woke up and I turned, and I don't know what the fuck it was, but I just heard my neck go, and then my neck was just stuck. I couldn't turn right without my right side of my neck hurting. It was stiff. So I guess I woke up with a stiff neck. And every time I try to turn, it was just, ah, you know, because your body's so used to you just doing it naturally. It took a while until it finally went like that. So that's what I feel like what happened to my wrist was that. That's what I feel. Who knows? So, in case I don't see you. Or like what the guy said in Baby Driver is like, all right, if you don't see me again, it's because I'm dead. And he walked away. And we never saw him again in the movie. So he probably died. He didn't get picked again. Instead, Jamie Foxx's character did. And he was fucking crazy as shit. If you guys don't remember Baby Driver, just go and watch Baby Driver. It's a good movie. It's a good, good movie. It's a good classic movie right there. I'm sorry, I'm just ranting on. This is what Only Naz was all about, just me ranting on, and then I guess I had stuff to rant on, basically my pain and, you know, my lazy lifestyle as of right now. We did the fucking Black History Month in the fan chamber. We watched some great movies with black leads that were mostly comical and action-packed, and that's how it should be. You know, I don't think we need to constantly be reminded about the bullshit that happened to the people. We need to stay positive and move forward. Never forget, but moving forward. The thing was a line in Luke Cage, whatever. Now, March is a woman month, right? Isn't that like woman month or something? Woman month. Woman History Month. There you go. And that's from March to March. So all of March. So you know what that means. Just like last year in the fan chamber, we are going to watch woman-led kick-ass movies. You know, and I have my list. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. But first, because I said I would, I said if I get 30 subscribers, I will finally watch The Room. And so we reached, well, it's 28 right now, but I did reach 30 subscribers. So I have to live up to my word. I have to watch The Room. Before I kickstart this whole month in the fan chamber of kick-ass movies with female-led, I have to watch The Room. Also, just like last year, I think, this year, I will try to have my fiance join us for these female-led movies. Her only circumstance is she will not watch one movie. And I'm like, which one is that? I kind of knew already. She was like, I'm not watching Captain Marvel. I was like, that's fine because I'm not going to show Captain Marvel. I wouldn't want to watch Captain Marvel again either. She despises Captain Marvel. She hates that movie. She thinks that movie did women bogus. And I was fine with it at first. But when we tried to watch it again, I saw it and I was like, yeah. Yeah, it could have been better. It's just my thing is that character from the comic wasn't really like didn't shine through much. I like the ending when she's all like gung-ho and powerful, but other than that, it's a nah from me. Why not a roast stream? So do you want me to... Alright, Ponyman just asks, why not a roast stream? So do you want me to roast women on Women History Month? That's kind of ballsy right there. That's what you want. You want me to just pick any woman of the month, any woman in history, and roast her? Because that's going to get me far in life for sure. For sure. I could go like Jane Austen. Oh, Jane Austen making these fucking books with your book writing ass. No, I'm not going to do that. Rose the Captain Marvel movie. It's like, I guess, let's put it in this. You know how the King of Fighter movie is to me. King of Fighter is to Naz as Captain Marvel is to female voice lady. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand the King of Fighter movie. She can't stand Captain Marvel. So these are our movies here. What I should do is have her watch the King of Fighter movie and see if she can stand that. You know what I'm saying? Because I can stand the Captain Marvel movie. Is it like a go-to movie? Do I ever like wake up one day and be like, you know what I feel like watching? No. But I can stand the movie. I wonder if she can stand King of Fighters. Well, she don't know nothing about King of Fighters. She probably just... That'll be an experiment. Hey, here, baby, watch this and tell me what you think. Without any knowledge of King of Fighters, tell me what you think. Tyler Speed asking me, Naz, you have any idea of the lineup of movies you want to watch for this month? I got a few badass ideas for sure. I thought you were going to say you got a few bad ideas. I actually do have a long list of movies for the fan chamber for Woman History Month. So, yes, I have a long list. The fem chamber, as we call it. Damn, the list is long as shit. Look, that's a long-ass list right there. That list long as hell. This list long as hell. So, yeah, I got some. Probably some of these we already did. Did we do Kill Bill last year? I think we did because of my girl, because she loves Kill Bill. I don't know. But like I said, first I have to watch The Room. The Room has to be watched because I promised that if I hit 30 subscribers, which thank you very much. You guys are awesome. I love you. Let's keep that going. Oh, goddamn my wrist. But if I got 30 subscribers, I would fucking watch The Room. So I have to live up to my word. And I'm a man of my word. I didn't watch Nikita with Maggie Q because I wasn't all crazy about Maggie Q. I did watch La Femme Nikita, the movie. I watched the actual La Femme Nikita movie that inspired the show Nikita, that's based on the movie Nikita, that Hollywood made their own adapted movie called Point of No Return, which I wanted to show these movies the last time. The last time I wanted to go like, all right, guys, let's watch La Femme Nikita, and then let's watch Point of No Return so you could see.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah. Who? Not Maggie Q. Because, you see, they got Maggie Q to play my... In the King of Fighter movie, when Maggie Q don't look shit like Mai, they just got her because she was the go-to Asian girl. But she didn't have the Mai qualities. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Them titties, that's right. She didn't have the thickness. Maggie Q is a toothpick. Okay? No disrespect. There is a movie with Maggie Q I do want to watch this month. It's called The Protégé. But no disrespect to Maggie Q, but use the toothpick. There, you wanted me to roast a woman this month? There, I'm roasting Maggie Q. She's a toothpick. That's my only problem with her. I really got no other problems with her. She's cool. I like the movie she's in besides King of Fighters. She's dope, you know? She even voiced Wonder Woman in the animated series Young Justice. She's cool. But she's a toothpick. That's my only thing with her. Like, eat. You know? Can I see one titty? Eat. Stuff your face a little bit. You know, look. She's probably naturally a toothpick. You know, it's. And there should be no body shaming. Especially if you're a big, heavy girl. There should be no body shaming, you know. But I'm a man of substance. A substance. Is a substance? Maybe also a man of sustenance. I'm a man of substance. I don't even know if that phrase works in this thing. But I like a girl. I like a thick girl. All right? Look at my girl. My girl, thick. Thick. Maggie Q needs some thickness in her life. Because that ain't it. What am I supposed to do with a toothpick? Like, you know who's better than Maggie Q? What's up? All right. Better than Maggie Q is... What the fuck is she at? Is this it? Let's see, because this fucking Wikipedia don't got nothing. There you go. Françoise Yip. I don't even know how to say her name. Also was in the King of Fighters movie. They just grabbed everybody in this shit. But you seen this girl in Rumble in the Bronx. She was in Black Mask. She was also in the movie Torque, I think, or some shit. You know who I'm talking about. This is the Asian mama. The good-looking Asian mama. Let me show you her dead-ass face right here. And right here. This girl right here. Françoise Yip. This girl. You seen her. You're like, oh, shit, I remember her. She was, like, in all their movies back in the late 90s and 2000s. Yeah, her. You know, the one that Jackie Chan got with in Rumble in the Bronx. Now, she is what? Oh, shit. My thing doesn't work. She's, hold on. Let me get this button working. Now, she's fine. And got way more meat on her than Maggie Q. You know, and she's a skinny girl, but she got meat. Maggie Q does not have meat. This is how she looks now, though. She's cool. She still can get it. Look at her. She still can get it. So, yeah. How do we get there? You see what you triggered? You watch Nikita with Maggie Q? No! Fuck that show. That's what I said. I watched the movie starring whoever the French chick was. And I watched the American movie starring Bridget Fonda, I think. I forgot who. Let's see. The Point of No Return. It was 93. This one's starring, yeah, Bridget Fonda. Hey, I was right. Your boy knows actors. So, Exidocron, I don't even know if I say your name right. I apologize. You saw a tweet saying about The Room? Yes. I have to watch The Room. I promise, 30 subscribers, I will watch The Room. So that's it. Yes, The Extreme, Letty Blood Fight is on the list for the month. It was on the list last month, but it just never made it. It's always on the list. So So I will for sure get it in there. Don't worry, I played the hits that keep on going. I think the best thing we watched last year was Miss 45 or whatever. That was a good movie. I really love that movie. It was really old, in the 70s, but it was good. And after we watched it, I definitely added that to my voodoo because it was a good movie. You came into this, you know, that's how I want people to come into, like, you came into this live. When people listen back, this is actually, I'm actually, for those who just came in right now, I actually am recording an Only Naz episode. I haven't done my own podcast in forever, so why not fucking make a new one for the year of Jordan 2023? All praise Air Jordan. Now I lost my train of thought. Who the fuck is Jet Tranter? I see it right there. Jet Tranter. Oh, hello. Who's Jet Tranter? I can dig it. I can dig it. The Extreme over here fucking masturbating to some Jet Tranter. I see you, dog.
Girl, you're fine. Uh-huh.
I see you, dog. I see you. Ooh, you be looking at this picture, don't you? Yes, you do. You little horn dog. Don't be showing us your fucking spank bank. Right? That's what you call it? When you have some stuff to... When you have some stuff that you go to just to... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have some stuff you go to, so you go... And then you... You gotta get a nice little fart out of it at the end. Real talk. No, I'm just kidding. Shit. Was she in Lady Bloodfight? That's why you mentioned it? Yeah, she was. That's why you mentioned it. You got all these chick in Lady Bloodfight. Lady Bloodfight 2. Lady Bloodfight 2. Anyway, so like I was saying, I'm recording the Only Naz, and I know for people who like listen to this or are gonna watch this because I upload it on YouTube as well, you know, people are gonna be like, damn, it's been forever. But for those who listen to it, they're gonna be like, you know, they're not gonna just jump into the middle. But you got the, you know, the joy of jumping right into the middle when I'm talking about, you know, fucking, you gotta be thick and not be a toothpick, which I'm pretty sure people are just gonna come back and you can't be body shaming. I was like, well, I'm not body shaming. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I love, you know, Maggie Q. You know, she wanted to get it in. I would be like, oh, you know, shit, what the fuck. But you're not the go-to woman. I'll be like, if there was a lineup of ladies, she would not be the prime pick of the batch. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. I don't go crazy. Just like I didn't grow up going crazy for, what's that bitch's name? Shit. She was in Fantastic Four, Honey, Jessica Alba. I didn't go crazy for Jessica Alba. I didn't like Jessica Alba. I thought it was like, whatever, man, she's cool. She got them lips, but she ain't all that. I didn't give a fuck. I had a friend who was like fucking obsessed with that girl. I was like, all right, dude, calm down. But this guy really doesn't like he don't like fat chicks at all. He don't like big girls. So he, and I, you know, I just feel like that's fucked up. Like, dude, man, like, love all shapes and sizes. Don't be, but then again, I'm being hypocritical because I'm over here talking about, like, yo, this girl, a toothpick, and, but, you know, that's my prerogative, but it's not like I'm going to say, like, she's ugly. She's a fucking beautiful woman, and just, she's not the size a lot. But anyways, he'll be the kind of guy that on his car will be like, no fat bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you seen those people who have those stickers? They'll be like, no fat bitches. But that's because they have like a fucking, like, the car is like this far from the ground and shit, you know, so they don't want it to eat. But also saying like they don't fuck with fat bitches, like, no, man, like, come on. Like the truth is, get yourself a big girl. Get off that bullshit. Stop going after, stop simping after all these other bitches like Jet Tranter. Get yourself a big girl. All right, get yourself a big girl, because they gonna treat you right.
Yeah!
And that's... Oh, shit. And I'm not talking about, like... You gotta understand that the title of big is not even fat, not even obese or anything like that. We're just talking about, like, a girl who's just, you know, got some meat on her. Some lone hots that you can grab onto, you know what I'm saying? A girl that would love to eat with you. Last one ate my fudge rounds and we fucking got into it. I never sent for Megan Fox either because she had a toe thumb. Like, her thumb looked like a toe. Like, it was weird. It bugged me. You know? And then, you know, I thought she was full of shit, too. So, is she still full of shit? I don't know. Do I enjoy Megan Fox now? Sure, yeah. I appreciate her more now. You know, I watched those Transformer movies. I'm like, hell yeah, Megan Fox. When they removed Megan Fox, I was like, who the fuck is this bitch? Jennifer's body is fantastic. There's a movie of Megan Fox I wanted to watch on Netflix. I forgot what it's called, but there's a movie that I've been on my list to watch. I fucks when Megan Fox was April O'Neil because, you know, you found out she was a big Turtle fan and, you know, it was cool, it was whatever. Nothing will beat the OG April O'Neil, but, you know, you gotta get what you can get. My head is not that. Oh yeah, you see that little part right there? That's shiny. So yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say about that, and that's the bottom line. I got nothing else. So in retrospect, Maggie Q and all that, but smash. Jet Traitor is, I probably ruined her name. Jet Traitor is what David Bentz would fucking masturbate to all the time. Megan Fox has a toe thumb, but you know, she probably grew into it. And The Last of Us is a good show that I just started watching now. So all that and then some. And on that note, that's where I end this episode of NASA Stampede. Or not NASA Stampede. That's what I should call these fucking things. But no, this has been only NAS with your boy NASA Stampede, Nastrodamus. Thank you for watching, and hopefully I'll make another episode next time and not get off the bullshit and actually be on something. Check out the Machine Room podcast. The recent episode was good. The last two episodes have been gold. It was really hard for me to do a thumbs up with my messed up wrist right now. So check those out. Machine Room podcast. You can catch it at Real Machine Room on YouTube and anywhere else podcast can be heard. All right, then, that's the end of this. We're gonna go ahead and get into this fan chamber.